Texans Late Night at the Taste of the Texans. What a great event, as always, raising money for a very special cause. And we're raising awareness on the Best of Texans Late Night.
That's right, Jadeveon Clowney. We went back to his Instagram account and wanted to ask him about all the celebrities that he's gotten to meet over the years. Take a look.
Here we go. Here's the first question. This celebrity that you've met has won multiple NBA championships. They were named the MVP of all of them, and also the originator of a legendary shoe line, maybe the most famous line of sneakers ever. We're talking about six NBA titles. Who would this be, JD?
Six NBA titles. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. How about it, crowd? Michael Jordan.
Mike, yeah.
And what was that like meeting Jordan?
It was great, man. I've been wanting to meet him my whole life, ever since I found out about him. And I was like, do I need to ask him for an autograph or not? But nah, I just was hanging out with him.
Isn't a photo sometimes better than the autograph?
Yeah, it's always better.
You know, and then you should show it on late night.
See, I got it. I tell people, yeah, I got it.
All right, very cool. What's the next one?
All right, next question. Many believed he should have been the NBA MVP here in Houston, that is.
Last year?
And his nickname among fans is the Chef. Likes to stir things up.
James Harden.
James Harden, the beard. Okay, beard. Let's have a look at you and the beard. All right, so you grew up in suburban Charlotte, but are you a Rockets fan now?
Yeah, I'm a Rockets fan. I like the Rockets.
How is Harden
growing to me, man? Quick.
The correct answer.
How was it meeting Harden, though? Because,
it
comes
great.
Across sometimes as quiet. Maybe the beard makes that impression, but how was he for you?
He actually talks a lot. Funny guy. Him and Dwight were both of them really kind of funny guys. I was hanging out with him talking.
All right, now I've got this next question for you.
Right.
And I think it's going to be a dead giveaway when I give away this guy's real name. I mean, to me, it would be a little bit tougher.
I don't think Mark would know this on his own.
No. His real name is Sean Carter, and he's married to a Houston native, and he's also won a lot of awards in a certain kind of industry. I don't want to reveal too much.
Sean Carter.
Oh, he doesn't know.
Oh.
All right, the music industry. How about that?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, that's right.
That is amazing.
Married to Beyonce. And, he's the one who looks starstruck in this photo, okay?
He don't smile at all, dude.
Yeah, what was he like? Where did you meet him? You met him at a concert
A concert. Back home, it was a concert. He was going at a concert.
Did he know? Did he follow you in college?
It was
Who was
funny
more starstruck?
Because that story came out about Roc Nation trying to sign me in college, and then, but I wasn't like that. And all of a sudden, I had met him. So then everybody was like, "See, I told y'all what's going on," but it wasn't like that at the time.
Yeah. It just happened to meet him.
It just happened to meet him at that time.
But he doesn't smile much. Huh?
No, not much.
Why doesn't he smile? He's won 21 Grammys. He's married to Beyonce.
What's
Plenty
there
of
not
reasons
to smile,
smile
about?
I don't know, man. That's what I'm trying to ask.
All right, next question.
All right, this rapper hails from Atlanta, Georgia. He's married to a woman named Tiny.
T.I.
Oh, I didn't even
have to finish. He gave it away.
Short guy.
Everybody knows that.
He is short. Well, you are very tall.
Yeah,
everybody looks short next to you.
All right, what was that like, though, T.I.?
It was great. He was just talking a lot. He talked more than Jay-Z.
He's got those reality shows. So
yeah, he used to it. So, but he was just telling me about how things were going to change for me.
Okay.
Going to the league. He didn't play. Just like life itself was going to change.
Yeah.
And I was just like, he said he'd just be ready for it.
Because he's been through something
so I was
similar
like, I got
to that.
You. Okay. Good conversation.
All right, this question. Somebody in the motion picture industry, this person actually played a few sports in college, but they're more known for movies like Think Like a Man and Bad Boys.
Gabrielle Union,
there she is.
I am even starstruck by her.
Yeah,
she is gorgeous.
I mean, she's a favorite of many.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's a good picture.
Yeah.
So, most starstruck meeting her?
Yeah, I was like, all right, now I get to meet Gabrielle Union, man,
What did you?
Was like, oh, she's so banging, she's so hot. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to get this picture.
Please tell me you didn't say that to her face. Did you say that to her?
No, but I was thinking it, though.
Oh, okay.
It's funny because, we saw JJ this summer meet Jennifer Aniston, his childhood crush, and you're meeting Gabrielle Union, who's probably still your crush, right?
Mm. All right.
Close to it.
Jadeveon Clowney also talked to us about his dog, which he loves a lot. And speaking of dogs, we had a chance to get some puppies on the show a few weeks ago. And you got to hold them. They were so cute.
Dwayne Brown is a dog named Legend. But we went young pups with Dwayne in a battle for canine.
This is the first question's for Dwayne. In the What's My Name video, what kind of dog did Snoop Dogg morph into?
That would be a Doberman Pinscher. Yes, that's correct.
Oh, I knew that
puppies,
one.
Puppies.
I knew that one.
All right, so he gets a puppy.
He gets a puppy. All right,
hey,
Mark,
buddy.
No pressure.
Aww. Hey, buddy.
All right, Mark, 1981 bestseller about a rabid dog that was adapted into a film in 1983. This is like...
Oh, right up my alley.
Right up your alley.
Right up my alley. This would be Cujo.
Yes.
Cujo. I got a dog question right. Give me a puppy. Give me Toro back.
Toro's back.
All right, Toro.
All right, Dwayne.
Daddy's here.
Cuban recording artist that has had dozens...
Pitbull.
Oh.
He's like...
Yeah, now you got a friend.
Oh, there's two.
Down two puppies to one.
Mark, the name of the bleacher section behind the east end zone in Cleveland.
Would that be the cat house? No, it's the dog pound. Come on. The dog
pound. Final puppy.
Final puppy. Here we go. Oh, wait. Here we go.
I'm going to steal one of your friends
legend,
from him.
Legend needs siblings, you think?
Legend needs something, man. Last night he was pretty hysterical. He barked nonstop. From midnight to 3 a.m.
Oh, really?
It was crazy.
Sounds really nice for your sleeping.
Why don't you ask the tiebreaker question, okay, to see if really wins the contest here.
The first person to blurt out the answer gets to steal the opponent's puppies for the win, all right?
No!
All of them?
All of them.
Yes.
Okay. So you can have all four puppies.
Yes.
What kind of dog was Scooby-Doo?
Great Dane.
All right, Mark.
Bring it.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Pat, there's Toro.
I'm passing Toro.
Don't get excited.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. All right. That was so cute. Dwayne was answering those questions so fast. I felt like he just wanted to have all those puppies in his arms, like, right away.
He dominated that puppy competition. All right, we've got a lot more coming your way on Texans Late Night, our special bye week edition here at the Taste of the Texans.